This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And a very good morning. Welcome in here on this Monday after a long weekend. Dan Day, good morning. Trevor, good morning. Trevor with the update there. What the hell did I hear at the end of that update? A Cowboy kicker got arrested?
The Cowboys kick returner, Kevontae Turpin.
Kevontae
Turpin.
Jeez, man, what are you doing with the update? We keep it like Marlins or whatever else is happening.
Hey, I got to give some NFL because I know football breeds content down in South Florida.
I know. Well, we don't have a lot, Dan, going on. Actually, that's a good thing because it was quiet over this weekend, at least for the Dolphins. There's a lot going on out there in sports. I will tell you this, though. It is funny. I feel like people are starting to really pile on right now with this Dolphins stuff and the, you know, Mike being his last year. I saw Tom Pelissero, you know, doing it too. And it's, you know, this is it. This is Mike's last year. This is Tua's last chance. And all this, and it's like, we know. We know, guys. Like, I mean, it doesn't, like, every insider is, like, piling on now. I was on the app last night, Yahoo app, and they go, Tom Pelissero jumps on this whole, you know, Tua's last year and Mike's last year. And, you know, look, as far as this upcoming Dolphins season goes, I don't have very high expectations. I don't know what the vision is for what they're attempting to do here. But we'll get into it as we go through the week and, you know, try to make sense of this thing here. But, man, it really is amazing. And we'll play that later for you, Tom Pelissero thing. But it's just amazing the amount of people that have now piled on to the, I guess, the negative Dolphin bandwagon here.
Before
things even get going.
It's kind of easy to see right there. What I've been really worrying about is what's going to happen with Zach Sealer. That's kind of the thing. He's the heart and soul of this team. But also in this offseason, the Dolphins have kind of shown they're not willing to pay a lot of money to some of these guys. So, and look what happened to Christian Wilkins. Of course, Calais Campbell left his position in that area. We'll see. But, yeah, it's kind of easy with the trades that have been made. And, you know, Mike Florio kind of came out with it first saying that Mike McDaniel's on the hottest of hot seats. And now it just seems like everyone is following suit. And it's like, yeah, we live here. We got that.
Well, Florio smashed him about 2 weeks ago, right? It was 2 weeks ago where he came on and he goes, the dysfunction with the Dolphins starts at the top. It starts with Steven Ross and it trickles its way down. And I find it to be somewhat unfair to Steven Ross because I feel like as an owner, your job is just to throw money at these problems and try to do everything you can financially to make things work. And he's done that. Now, unfortunately, he has picked some football people who have not gotten the job done. And I will also say this. I don't know what those guys – we talk about this all the time. I don't know what those guys are selling him on as far as their vision for this team. But this offseason, I don't see any possible way you could make the argument that they got better. Now, the only thing you have going for you is Tua's healthy. And I saw some videos of Tyreek running routes and running around the practice facility, and he looks like he's healthy, to say the least. So Tyreek looks like a guy who could have a major bounce-back season. I thought it was interesting. We were talking about this, I think, on Friday. Not on Friday. We weren't here Friday, so it couldn't have been Friday, Dan. Maybe Thursday. His total, his yardage total for the season on the Hard Rock app is 975 yards.
I heard you. I couldn't believe it.
I can't either. I mean, the only way he doesn't go way over that is if he gets hurt or Tua gets hurt. And even if Tua gets hurt, I still think he's got a pretty good shot to go over that number.
I mean, Hollywood, when I heard you say that, I was like, wait, so you're telling me last year he didn't have a starting quarterback for a ton of games, had an offseason, had wrist problems, still almost hit that number.
Yeah.
This year he's healthy, and you know, you never know with the injuries and stuff, but even in the worst of the worst seasons, he basically hit that number. How can he not hit 975 this year?
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I don't see that as a reality, but look, there's going to have to be a lot of things that go right for this Dolphin team, or this is going to be a very, very long, long season for these guys. And, you know, look, obviously, Dan, we come in here, we're very hopeful, right? We try to be hopeful that, you know, things are going to turn around, they're going to go well, but they have not done anything this offseason to inspire confidence. And with that being said, again, I do think they did well with this Jalen Ramsey situation, considering the circumstances, right? I mean, it's not great to pay the guy, you know, the prior season and give him the money that he's asking for and then find out that you can't live with him and he's just too toxic and you got to move on and all that good stuff. That's never great when things like that go down. Never ideal, but I do think that given the circumstances, the Dolphins did about as well as you could have hoped, right?
Right. I mean, yeah.
They got a good player back.
You helped.
You weren't
going to
pay Jonnu Smith, so essentially what you did was you traded, because Jalen Ramsey was gone, right? And Jalen Ramsey was a pick at best. So you essentially traded Jalen Ramsey. You essentially traded Jonnu Smith for Minkah Fitzpatrick, which is not terrible. Not a bad trade at all.
No, and Jalen Ramsey, you get the money off the books, and we heard from Dave Hyde, you know, we love Dave Hyde, that he was just really maybe the guy that Mike McDaniel was calling out at the end of the season last year for showing up late when everybody's stretching. And then you get Minkah Fitzpatrick, who is a proven player instead of what we're guessing would have been a fifth or fourth round pick, which is unproven and also a future. Yeah, and also, I mean, would you say that Minkah Fitzpatrick, you improve at the safety position from Javon Holland?
Yeah, I think, again, I think it's a great addition to the team. I really do. But, you know, again, the problem becomes now that was your safety blanket there. That was your guy on offense that you got rid of. So they're going to need someone at that position to step up. But the Dolphins offseason, again, has not inspired a ton of confidence. I don't know what the vision of this team is. I just keep saying that. I don't know what the vision of the Miami Dolphins is at this point. It's certainly a little bit concerning as you head into the season here. But the good news is, Dan, so far we have not had anyone get in major trouble or anything like that. So we survived the long weekend as far as I know. We haven't seen any of those reports come out, like Trevor said in the update there. So we haven't had anything like that. So
hey, I got to report the news anyways.
All is well. Look, for the moment.
Baby, it's about culture. That's what it's about this year. We're changing the culture.
Oh, I know, the culture. How many times are you going to hear about the
culture?
I mean,
culture? What else can you change, though, if you're the Dolphins?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, man. We're getting some early texts in here. Ross deserves all the criticism for keeping Greer, Greer. Here's the thing with keeping Greer. I understand where Stephen Ross is coming from with that.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember his age. What is he, 80-something?
I mean, he's
right?
Old.
He's like 85, if I'm not mistaken. 85, yeah, he is.
Goodness.
So 85 years old. I don't know if I'm going to see 85. The way I feel, I'm not even 40. The way I feel at this age, I don't know if I'm going to make it double that or more than double that. But here, look, do you think the guy wants to go for another rebuild at 85?
Right.
It's going to take him into almost 90. He wants to win, and he thinks he's probably getting fed stuff from those guys that they're like, hey, you know, we're close. We just need Tua to stay healthy. We just need this, and this to happen, and we're going to make that Super Bowl run that we've been trying to make here with this core of guys. So they're probably feeding him that information.
Yeah, you tell
and he
him
probably
what?
Just, look, they just went through a rebuild.
Yeah.
This is the Tua draft class rebuild.
Yes, that's the thing. You can sell Stephen Ross, and I'm sure they're doing it. Tua, he's a top five pick. He's the guy we went after. He's a top quarterback in the league. Look at his numbers. We got the best receiver in the game, Tyreek Hill. We got Jaylen Waddle. He's a big-time pick. He's great. We've got Zach Sealer, who's great on defense. We've got Minka Fitzpatrick back. We know how good he is. Anthony Weaver's one of the best coaches. Mike McDaniel's innovative. The offense last year was a bump in the road. So they're kind of feeding him the good stuff. And once again, he probably lives somewhat of an insulated life, and he's like, okay, so this year is going to be different. And of course they're going to say, yeah, but he should maybe tell them if it's not. You got to watch
out. It's just crazy because, like, you talk about, like, a rebuild, right? And what's a rebuild? You have to be really bad. Like, the Dolphins were in that season where they were able to get Tua. They just weren't quite bad enough to get the quarterback that they really wanted, which was Joe Burrow, mm-hmm. right? They weren't quite bad enough. They... You know, Flores got stubborn and won some games, and it's like, well, you know, there's other guys on this team you could play. You don't want to play Ryan Fitzpatrick. There were other quarterbacks they brought in that you could have played there and really turned that season into a mess. But that it's done and over. But the issue is, again, you know, Stephen Ross, I can't imagine at this stage in his life at 85 is like, all right, you know what, Chris, you're out. Mike, you're out. Let's just hit the reset button. Let's redo this thing. It's a complicated process, right? Because you'd have to bring in a new coach, new GM.
Most likely.
You'd have to be really bad, and it's hard, right? It's hard to be in the NFL. It's hard to be either really good on the top or really bad on the bottom. It's very easy to be where the Dolphins are every year,
yeah.
right there at 8, 9, 10 wins, right in the middle of the pack, 500. Can't be 500 anymore, but the Dolphins right. always find a way to be 500, so I just like to call it 500.
Which is where the worst place to be because you get a mediocre pick and
yeah.
you have nothing. You have a lot to cheer about, but nothing to cheer about at the same time.
It's terrible. It's terrible to be in that spot in mediocrity, and that, unfortunately, is where this team is just locked. They are locked in mediocrity, and you either have to find a way to get yourself out of that and be really good, or you hope the season just goes up in flames and you're really bad and you end up being able to take that quarterback. So it's a tricky league in that sense. But the other part of this thing with this league, Dan, and we did talk about this last week too, the NFL is designed for the bad teams to turn good and the good teams to turn bad. Right? That's how the league is designed.
Yes.
It's designed for turnover. It's designed where the bad teams get the picks. And it's designed where the good teams have trouble paying all their guys, right? You see teams that win the Super Bowl, and you see teams that win it all and you know, and make these long runs, and they do have to get rid of guys, right? They have to because they can't afford to keep everyone.
Right.
And that's how the league kind of – it's the circle of life
in the NFL. Yeah.
It's the circle of life there, but – you do have teams that do stay on top, like the Chiefs, like the Patriots, obviously, all those years, and that's because if you do land the elite quarterback, it doesn't tend to matter who else is on the offensive side of the ball. You know, you look at Buffalo, right? Buffalo's always going to be in the conversation. Baltimore's always going to be in the conversation. These teams, they just keep building and keep building to trying to catch the Chiefs. No one has been able to as of yet. And I wonder if the Chiefs are going to be on a little bit of a revenge tour this year. It might be Kelsey's last year. Is Mahomes going to be fired up after losing the Super Bowl? And not only losing the Super Bowl, but getting embarrassed in the Super Bowl. So anyway, we got a bunch of texts coming in here this morning. We'll want to get to those. Someone just texted in, Dolphins and Heat are trash. The Heat are having a rough go here, man. The Heat are having a rough little go. There's a name that popped up yesterday. He looks like he's going to get bought out. And it's a name that how many years have we been saying this one? A decade? So there is a name that's out there. I don't think it's going to move the needle much for anyone. We'll get to that as we go on. And then, Dan, I got to read this one to you here because this is when you and Vlad were on over the weekend. And this guy says, F at $10 on the USA because Dan Day convinced me. What did you do, Dan Day? What did you do?
I was trying to
Did the USA play their B team last night?
Yes.
Is that what happened? Why? Does anybody know why?
Like, yes.
I got my buddies texting me because we were talking about betting the game. And they go, they're like, USA is going to play their B team. And I'm like, this is a big deal, no? Like, to win this trophy? Does it not matter? Does no one care? I don't know.
Well,
I don't follow it enough to know, Dan. Yeah. Maybe you could help me with that one.
I'll try to talk him into the B team playing hard. Nonetheless, the B team has played this whole Gold Cup.
They play the whole Gold Cup.
Because many of the elite players on the USA's team have taken this tournament off to rest and to prepare their bodies.
Good
so
for them.
They played with their B team. I'll say the B team played very, very hard. They got up early in the fourth minute, 1-0, and then they conceded two goals. There were some controversial calls with the handball, but USA did lose to Mexico in the Gold Cup final, and the B team played simply because many of the elite players for the United States just did not choose to play in this tournament.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear they rest. I hope everyone's got it together. Man, I will tell you, I guess this is every sport now. It seems to stretch to every single sport. This resting thing.
You don't get
outside
it
hockey.
Outside of hockey, you don't get it.
Outside of hockey, this resting thing, man. I don't want to sound like, you know, the old guy here this morning. I sound like Bo or Joe or something rambling about, you know, guys that are too old and, you know, don't play anymore. But what is going on, man, with the amount of rest?
I have a theory.
We are seeing in pro sports. What's your theory? I'm
glad My theory is that we push young people way too much nowadays. If you show promise in basketball from 8 years old, you're playing year-round, nonstop, whether it's AAU, whether it's with your team, whether it's on these travel teams, baseball, same thing. Instead of when, I hate to be an old person too, when we're growing up, you and I, let's play basketball. You play for your high school team, maybe you played a little bit during the summer, and that was it. Now they just run their bodies into the ground year-round, nonstop. And when they get to the professional leagues, they're just worn out.
I respect this theory, by the way. And I will tell you, as someone who's been around some of the youth sports,
yeah,
I don't know, like, if this is, you know, parents just like they want their kids to live the dream that they couldn't do. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And I don't do this to my son. My son plays baseball, and I don't make it where it's an unpleasant environment. And, you know, you 8-year-old, you need to go out here and grind because you're going pro, and this is, you know, this is it. It's pro baseball or bust. Like, there's a lot of parents that I have seen out there, and it starts young, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it started young when we had them out there playing soccer. The parents are so hands-on and so involved. It's gotten a little bit nutty. And you might be right, by the way. You might be right with that, Dan, with the kids that are just playing. And the other thing they do is they play one sport.
Yeah.
Right? They play it year-round. We talk a lot about that. And, you know, we've had doctors come on. We have the great doctors come on during our basketball, you know, halftime shows. And, you know, I had Dr. Henry on from U Health. And he's like, yeah, you know, these kids are playing the same sport. It's the same muscle. He's over and over. And we see overuse injuries. And I don't know. Maybe it is that. Maybe it's, you know, just the fact that high school kids are getting money, you know, right out of the gate here. And then, you know, when they hit college, they could be making millions. And then when they hit the pros, it's like, well, you know, we've bounced around four different colleges. We do what we want to do. We play when we want to play. And unfortunately, I've seen it firsthand at the college level. I've seen it with the college basketball stuff.
Yeah, because you deal with the Hurricanes a lot basketball-wise.
It's sad, but I also get it.
Yep.
I get it because guys have to maximize their earning potential, you know?
But just think about it, Danny. If your son shows potential right now at 8 years old as a big-time pitcher.
At 8 years old, yeah.
It sounds weird, but they're going to push him to play baseball and to pitch from now until he makes it to the major leagues, and then you see Tommy John surgery, and he's, and it's because the guy's been pitching since he's 8 years old, nonstop. And you go on the travel teams. Of course, it's going to cost you $1 billion, by the way. Don't forget about that. But he's going to be on the travel teams. He's going to be on the teams. He's going to be on his high school team. He's going to be this and this and this. He's going to be nonstop pitching year-round from 8 years old till he's hopefully 28, 38 years old.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been pretty straightforward with him with everything. I just want him to have fun. If the kids are not out there having fun and enjoying the sports, then I don't know what it's all for, Dan. I'm not trying to push for pro, you know, careers or anything like that because, Dan, I'm 5'11", and I didn't make it in the pro game. I don't know that he's going to grow to be 6'5", or however. How tall is Duncan Robinson? That's
he's
the hope.
Probably around
Duncan
there.
Robinson. Duncan Robinson's tall. I don't push that
6'7", by the way.
Duncan Robinson is 6'7"?
Yes.
Get out of here. No, he's not.
He is 6'7", yes.
Duncan Robinson is just he's everyone at the pickup game, he's just 7 inches taller.
Yeah.
He's able to get a bucket in the LA Fitness League, at least.
Imagine a 6'7 guy that can shoot. Back in the day, you'd never see that.
Exactly. Mm. Sorry to Duncan. Well, Duncan Robinson's gone, so we can Pistons. Take that shot this morning. I asked Duncan Robinson. He didn't find this particularly funny. I said, we were at media day, and I go, Duncan, you think if I was as tall as you, I could add a pro career? And he didn't find it very funny. But anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot to get to. How about this? We're going to have Doug Plagans on this morning. We're going to talk a little bit of everything with Doug. They just had Fanatics Fest in New York. He does some stuff with Fanatics. I want to talk some cards and memorabilia, and we'll obviously talk about the Panthers and the fact that that team is going to run it back with quite the team, man. They are favorites once again, and they got a chance to do something we have never seen before here in our little town. They got a chance to run it back for a three-peat. A three-peat, something that the Big Three Heat could not do. We had Crampgate. Remember Crampgate? Remember the shut off the air conditioning in San Antonio?
I remember Charles Barkley had a bucket anyways trying to get money.
But I'll tell you what, though, man, the Heat could have rolled out. It doesn't matter who they rolled out in that that last year was the fourth year of that team. The way that the Spurs played in that series, that might have been the best I've ever seen a team play in a seven-game series. They dismantled the Heat.
So the Heat won the first game, right?
Yeah, but they I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. But I just remember that series, Dan. And they absolutely dismantled the Heat.
They took your will. I mean, I remember watching
it. It was team basketball to perfection.
Yeah, it's just like you started watching and you're like, oh,
it was, yeah, it just wasn't going to happen. Cramp, no cramp. It wasn't going to happen for the Heat that year. But no three-peat. LeBron leaves. So that never came to fruition. But the Panthers have a shot to do it. And we're also going to talk to, so we got the voice of the Panthers. We got the voice of the Canes. Joe Zagacki is going to stop by. Joe Z hit him up yesterday. I've been talking to Joe Z here and there throughout the offseason.
Man, August 31st is going to be here before you know it, by the way.
I know, and I saw Tim Reynolds put out the tweet that next month there is college football. The Canes play Notre Dame next month. It actually is next month now. We're in month seven. That's month eight. So we are, Dan, 7 weeks away from that game, 7 short weeks away, give or take. My math sucks these days. All I know is I'm going to North Carolina 2 weeks from today. I will be flying to North Carolina for ACC Media Day. Miami goes on the 22nd, and then I'm staying all the way through. So they cut it to 3 days, thankfully. I think they did 4 days. Just too much. 3 days is too much. I'm going to make a little trip out of it, too. We'll bring the wife and son. We'll do some rafting and some of the North Carolina type stuff, maybe NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Two things I want from that is I want an interview with Carson Beck from you. And
that'll happen.
Hopefully. Fingers
crossed.
Where
you're going with this.
Go ahead.
The 24th, which is Thursday, the last day, Bill Belichick will be walking around. Now, I just got to preface this by saying, like, there's a little radio row, like, downstairs with, like, the North Carolina radio stations, and, they're not the biggest markets and whatever, and, the ACC networks type radio stations, and I don't know, man. I don't know if Belichick's going to make his way downstairs to talk to all of us. I don't know if his girlfriend's going to be walking around as his personal handler. I don't know. But I'm sticking around till Thursday to see.
Yes.
I mean, I got to see that happen, right? We got to take a break. Again, Joe Z will stop. That'll be later on in the show. Doug Plagan's going to join us as well. We got a lot to get to. The Heat, they got a name that's out there. We'll see if this does anything for anyone when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back in here on QAM. Dan and I are just going back and forth here about the potential for July 24th, which is the day North Carolina walks around the ACC Media Day. I don't know. Listen, I will tell you this. I am a coward in person. Everybody knows this about me. I'm not going to, like, ask him, you know, about the girlfriend or anything like that.
I can ask the gotcha question.
My hope is that he rolls around while we're still on the air and Joe can talk to him. Because then Joe can do whatever he wants. I'll just sit there, whatever. But Joe can do whatever he wants. Now, if the girl's walking him around,
that's awesome.
Then it's a different story. Then it's, you know, everything seems to be fair game. But
can you put in a request to speak with his girlfriend? That would be a cool interview.
So weird, man. Such a
weird
deal.
You might go
deal.
Viral on that one.
Good morning to Reza, by the way. Just texted in. Football round the corner. Just got his got the Canes, Knowles, Ticks, and booked the Airbnb. Nice. I'll tell you, it is quite a schedule for the Hurricanes, man. The way that thing starts out, and they don't leave the state of Florida till what, November? Or something like that. I mean, their schedule is nutty.
But if things
they have some tough ones, though.
But if things fall the right way early in the season, they could be highly, especially with the, if you win that first game, national TV, the whole world watching against national runner-up, and then you have a couple of games, and then you win some others. Midway through the season, you could be highly.
I don't want to be a pig, Dan. I always get bit when I end up being a pig. But boy, if they. They win all their games, and I'm going to throw the Notre Dame game in there and call it September. Just, it's the last day of August.
Right.
If they survive September undefeated.
Highly.
I can't imagine they won't be the number one team in the country,
or at
least receiving votes. I mean,
top three.
Right? Because you would have beaten Notre Dame.
And when everybody's watching, it is the game.
And Florida. I'm guessing Florida will be better.
They're expected
right?
to be
They
very
came
good.
On strong at the end of last season. They always have talent.
They're expected to be a top 10 team by some estimations, yes.
Now, I am really not preseason poll guy. I hate college football preseason polls because they always put the big names in there at the top, and it's, you know, sometimes it works out. Sometimes they end up as 5-win teams. We saw that with Florida State. Like, last year's ACC Media Day was really weird, right? So you had the Canes, who were kind of on the upward trajectory, right? And, you know, they've been doing that year after year. They've gotten a little bit better. And, you know, Cam Ward comes in. You go, all right, you know, he'll be fine. He'll be good. You know, you're hoping good.
He's a starting quarterback.
Right? Yeah, starting caliber quarterback type of guy. Transfers in, should take it, you know, the next step. And then you got FSU running around over there. And FSU is suing everyone. right?
It's the revenge tour for them.
Yeah, they're in the middle of their lawsuits, and they're you know complaining about you know we got screwed. And by the way, they did get screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State got screwed majorly because their quarterback got hurt. They didn't get in. Whatever. So you're running around ACC Media Day, and that's the big story. The big talk of the whole thing is how FSU got screwed, and they're going to be on their revenge tour, and you know everyone's picking them to win the conference. You know, meanwhile, Miami was not picked. You know, it was Florida State last year, and you know it's just kind of crazy how things go. And you watch that week zero game. It was Georgia Tech, right, in Ireland.
Yes, it was in Ireland.
and they lose that game, and I remember that one because we had our draft weekend that weekend. Two of my buddies are, you know, FSU guys. And I remember we were getting ready to bet that game, and the guy goes, I don't know if they're going to cover, but I guarantee you they will win. Ooh. Like, there's no way, there's no world where FSU loses this game. And they lost. They lost. And there's pictures of my buddies right as they lost, just watching their faces. Pretty good stuff, man. Pretty good. Always good when FSU lets you down.
Memphis game, though, we were doing the Canes pregame show, and when Brian Monroe was going crazy. That's another one.
But yeah, if Miami is able to find a way to go undefeated through the end of September, they get a bye week in between that Florida State game, the 20th and the 4th. I can't imagine they're not top. I mean, I would say one, but no, top three, right? I mean, if they're able to beat Notre Dame in Florida, by the way, USF, where I went, not exactly a pushover, not terrible, right? They could give you a game. They gave you a little bit of game last year in Tampa for a minute there.
Yeah, they pulled away at the end, yeah.
They did. And then Bethune is you know, obviously an easier game. Then you really get into the meat of the ACC schedule, and you do start with that game at Florida State, which is that game that that Reza was just talking about there on the text, and that is a huge, huge game because that will set you up the rest of the way here in the ACC schedule, right? And you have another week off in between that because you got a Friday. That game's Saturday, October 4th, and you got a Friday, October 7th. You get Louisville and Stanford back to back here.
Stanford
at home.
Not so much.
No, Louisville's been tough. At SMU, that is a tough game, November 1st.
That'll be a fun game, though. It's going to be a fun game.
You never
Syracuse,
know what you're going to get.
We know what happened with Syracuse last year. You got them at home. You got NC State at home. And then you finish with two toughies at Vatek and at Pitt.
Those last two games scare me for the reasons. Number one, it's the end of the season.
They should scare you.
So there's a lot of tape on every team, and it just you're winding down. You're worn out. You're on the road, back-to-back games. You're trying to focus.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's a lot on the line.
They should scare you, though, Dan. You know why? Mm. Because Miami has tripped up in those games.
Right.
The last 10, 15 years, whatever
it is.
They have tripped up in those games. They have to take the next step. The next step is pretty clear right now. The next step is finding a way to win those games down the stretch and getting to the ACC championship and winning the ACC championship and getting to the playoff. Miami is a good enough team to do it. Obviously, a lot of things have to fall in place, but they do have a good enough roster on both sides of the football. They are incredibly well coached. And there is nothing that is holding this program back anymore because you know how we say that that the Dolphins, you know, then Mike Florio says the dysfunction starts at the top with the Dolphins. What's the opposite of dysfunction? Is it function?
Yeah.
Starts at the top for the University of Miami. And they have a president in Joe Echevarria who has decided that, you know, we're going to make this athletics program great. And they have made incredible steps with the football program. I'm really excited to see how basketball looks.
They just got another recruit.
I love college basketball. It's my favorite. Of all the sports, college basketball is still my number one. They're going to be good, man. I think this coach is going to be a home run. And I think that they are going to be good. Now, with that, Dan, too, college basketball is really weird now with these contracts or contracts, whatever you call them anymore. But it's going to be interesting to see how that goes down. But as far as the football season goes, it is next month. Miami is going to play Notre Dame at Hard Rock Stadium Sunday, August 31st on ABC.
7:30.
And on QAM, by the way.
Of course.
That is a
4-hour pregame, baby.
That is a big opportunity for the University of Miami. And you know, I'm on ESPN right now. You know, it says tickets as low as next to the game. Get in price of that game, $210.
No, I was going to say $75.
$210.
That's actually not terrible.
I got to say that that's probably going to end up getting worse, by the way, as that game gets
They haven't
closer
even released the rankings yet, and they're probably going to rank these two teams near each other because they want that big matchup in week, I don't even, is that week one or week zero? I don't know what they consider
I think
it
that's
anymore.
Week one, right? Okay. I don't think that's week zero. I think that's week one.
So although, we have football right around the corner then.
Yeah, man. We are going to be, again, ACC Media Day is 2 weeks. I will be flying. It starts on the 22nd, but I will be flying 2 weeks from today, rolling the dice on Spirit Airlines.
No.
To get me to Charlotte.
You're fine.
I got to tell you, I've had decent experiences.
You're not on Frontier.
I've had decent experiences. Frontier. Whew. So they told us, I took Frontier back from Vegas, which was a bad idea because it's a long flight. They said the plane was like the formerly a prisoner plane.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I'm sitting in this seat, and it's essentially a piece of plywood.
That's true.
It's the back of the seat. It's just a piece of wood that has like a vinyl wrap on it. Mm-hmm. It was very, very incredibly uncomfortable.
And the staff is super nice.
I never fly Frontier anyway, so I try to avoid those.
Yeah, I mean, I do usually, but I'm going to roll the dice, man. I'm going to roll the dice on Spirit.
It'll be okay.
It was weird. For some reason, the American flights were like $800 to get to Charlotte.
It's not pretty right now.
It was like $60 on Spirit.
Go with that.
And I'm taking some of the family up there with me, so... anyway, that's what we're going to be doing. Not that anyone cares about my travel plans here, but we're going to roll the dice and hopefully we'll make it. Hopefully we're flying early. First flight out Monday.
You're good then.
So I'm hoping to get there by Tuesday morning when the Canes start walking around. All right, we're going to take a pause. I didn't even get to this this Heat thing here and the name that's popping up right now. I don't think this is going to move the needle for anyone. And I will also tell you, Barry Jackson, do you see this with this Bam Adebayo thing? Things are getting feisty out there in the Twitter world, man. You know, I think Barry does as good a job as anyone in our town. And I don't want to say the best because I like a lot of our writers. I really do. There are a lot of them are friends. Barry's a friend. And I think that guy does an amazing job covering this stuff. And he had a take on the Heat. And I don't think he's too far off, to be quite honest. Like, at what point, if you're the Heat, do you just rip the Band-Aid off and say, we have to reset this thing a little bit? Yeah. And it's not like you have to, you know, trade everyone and do a full rebuild or anything like that.
Yeah.
This core is not working. What you have put together is not working.
Well, you're saying play-in for the past 3 years and getting blown out, swept out last year.
Even with the weakened East right now, Dan, I don't know that it's getting any better, but there is a name that's out there we'll talk about when we come back on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back in on WQAM. All the Hollywood Dan Day is with us. Trevor is here. Blake is here, too. Boy, we got the whole crew here here this morning. There is a lot going on in the world and in the world of sports, specifically here, Dan, where we live. And Bradley Beal is back on the Heat radar here, as he's been for 20 years. He's going to get bought out here by the Suns, and they've given the list of teams that he might be interested in or might be interested in. These NBA rumors are absolutely brutal. Bucks, Clippers, Heat, Lakers, Nuggets, it just pops up there, and it's like, I'm sure every team in the league will be relatively interested because I think they could probably get him cheap. I don't think this is going to be an expensive situation. So my guess is that a lot of teams will be very interested in his services.
He averaged 17 points last year.
Here's the thing with the Heat,
it was a dumpster fire in Phoenix, as we know.
At what point do the Heat say enough is enough and it is time to pull the plug on the current operation and we need to start trading some guys? I think Bam Adebayo is a very underappreciated player. I'm not going to say underrated to you here this morning, but underappreciated player. I feel like he does a lot. I feel like he is a very, very good player. The problem is people expect too much of him. They see the Team USA and all the accolades and stuff, and people expect a certain amount from him. And unfortunately, he is not that guy. He is not going to be a number one, and he's probably not a number two. You know, he is a guy that does a lot of stuff for you, and I think he impacts winning, but he's got to be a third option on the team. And we saw that with Jimmy, right? When Jimmy was here, and it was Jimmy, you know, Tyler, and then Bam was there too. And that was kind of the group that they had put together. But the Heat need a star. They need a number one. Tyler Hero is not a number one. No disrespect to Tyler Hero this morning. Tyler Hero ain't a number one on a championship team. Okay? He is not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, Tyler Hero can score, right? But that's what a lot of guys in the league do. They are able to score points on bad teams. The Heat, I think it's pretty safe to say we're a bad team last year.
Not good.
You're either mediocre or you're bad, wherever you want to put them. Okay, they're not terrible. They were mediocre at best, right? They were a play-in team. Now, the issue that they have is that people expect a certain level of performance from that franchise. They've done that to themselves. Their success has done that to them, right? People expect the Heat to compete for championships every single year. Sorry, Pat Riley, but you've done that to yourself.
Yeah.
Because Pat Riley has made big swings, and he has hit some big, big home runs over the years. Right? The whole big three thing we just got finished talking about. Let's not forget the Dwayne Wade years, right? Prior to the
Shaquille
big three.
O'Neal, yeah.
Shaq. Jimmy Butler thing worked out.
Beautiful.
As well as anyone could have hoped until the end when things really crashed and burned. But that thing, look, Jimmy came in here. I didn't think he was going to take them to finals twice.
No.
I didn't think they'd be that good. That run that they made as a play-in team in the NBA final, that was as fun a run as you're ever going to see. That was a fun thing to watch and to be a part of. That game against the Bucks where he scored like 70. That was, and what he did against the Celtics that year?
He took down the Bucks.
That was awesome.
You take down the Bucks in pretty easy fashion. No, you can argue Giannis was hurt. Well, everybody gets hurt. It doesn't matter.
I know, but he were huge underdogs in that series.
And then
huge underdogs.
You no doubt the Knicks, which was pretty easy right there. Then you get up on the Celtics 3-0. And, you know, it goes to game seven, then you blow them out on their home court. That's a run, man. And then, of course, you caught your head Denver. But, yeah, that was a good run, man. That was one of those runs you didn't see coming.
Yes, I agree. And you know, but here's the thing, though. The Heat have a roster right now that is not built to compete. I look at a team like even Orlando, who probably has a much better roster than you do right now. They've been kind of busy here. They made that all-in trade to get Desmond Bain, which is like, you know, I don't know, but they probably have a better roster as it is currently set up. So I don't know what is next for the Heat. I don't think Bradley Beal, you know, really moves the needle for anyone. I don't know what that does exactly.
You did the math, though, with the buyout. Phoenix, most likely, and signing a contract relative to the veteran minimum. Next year, Bradley Beal theoretically could play basketball for about $100 million this season because of the buyout and the money that's going to go on top of that. Yeah, but if you can get him at the right price, you wouldn't be interested for maybe a veteran minimum or close to a veteran minimum?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It'd be a fine thing to do. I don't know what it does as far as, you know, making you much better. Isn't that kind of the idea here is to get to a point where you're competing, you know, for championships. I just don't see how that, you know, puts you over any sort of hump here. But the Heat are going to have a long off season here, Dan. Things have been very quiet over there. They have not made any noise up to this point, so we'll see how that goes. We do have to take a pause here. The 7 o'clock hour is around the corner. Doug Plagans, our guy, can stop by with us at 8 o'clock this morning. Looking forward to that. And then, like I said, college football's right around the corner here. We'll have Joe Zagacki stop by at 9 o'clock and. Let's preview it with the voice, man. Let's hear what he's got to say about this thing. No one's been around Cadence football longer and more in depth than our guy Joe Z is. He must be excited to get back to action here with the fall practice. Got to be right around the corner, man. The Dolphins are going to start training camp. The Canes will start their training camp, and before we know it, we'll be in it, man. We will be in it, and we've been talking about the Dolphins a lot this morning. I hope this is the year where we just go in with just no expectations. They're going to be bad. And they shocked the world.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen, but, you know.
If you're a Washington Commanders fan last year, you were probably saying the same thing.
Yeah, as I sit in this chair this morning, I feel like I have to be a little bit of a hope salesman, you know, in honor of the man who usually sits in this seat. So maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the
Could
year
be.
they shock the world and they find a way to put it all together. Who knows? We got to take a break. 7 o'clock hours next on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.